Well, here we go, guys. Time for another Go Cleanse Health Conversation. Scott and Peter, the guys pretty much behind the Go Cleanse system. Yeah. I mean, they've really developed some good things, and they continue to evolve and to transcend what all this health bull crap is all about. These guys have figured it out, and I'm loving it. Hello, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Alex. How are you doing? Well.
Okay, well, let's see. We always start off with a little success story, so let's go ahead and do that right now. This guy, I love this email. My wife has been on me to try Go Cleanse. I put on 33 pounds since we got married a little over 2 years ago. I got lazy and became a dad and to be honest, I love baked items, cookies, cupcakes, croissants, you name it, I'm on it. It's been my weakness my entire life, and it finally more than caught up with me. This big box shows up at the house, and I thought to myself, what have I gotten myself into? I had to do it since my wife ordered and paid for it, so off I went. I started listening to the podcast, and it felt a lot more excited about it after listening to the podcast with all the prospects. You're so right. On day five, it all registered in my brain that this is actually going to work. 30 days later, I didn't slip up even once. I was down 42 pounds and feeling and looking better than ever. The best part is I no longer want to bury my face into a piece of cake. JJ in Florida.
That's a good one. Hey, I mean, Peter, we never heard that story before. I mean, there but 42. Good for you, man.
That's amazing.
You had gained 30, and now you lost 42, so you're less than when you were married. So that's a really impressive.
And let's compare that with the big talk from one of the doctors online. Guess what? You can lose 10 pounds in 3 months.
No way. No way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What is this? I need some.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all lean muscle mass, too. It's all lean.
Yeah, exactly. It's such unadulterated bullshit. It's just unbelievable. I mean, come on, guys. 42 pounds. Look, in the New England Journal of Medicine study that they published, okay, on the shot, on Ozempic, it was 68 weeks. That's a year and 4 months, okay, doing the math. They lost 32 pounds in 68 weeks.
Weird. I know a guy that started Ozempic not that long, maybe 3 months ago or 3 weeks ago. He's put on weight.
That sounds good, Scott. Where do we get that?
I have a good friend I hadn't seen in a couple of months, and he goes away for the winter, and he came back, and I saw he had slimmed down. He's you know, dollar out all sorts of crap. And of course, he won't try our stuff because it's all bullshit anyway. Mm-hmm. And he looks slimmer. He said, "Yeah, 20 pounds." He goes, "I finally took the shot," and I'm like, "You're taking the shots, no kidding." I said, "Here's the good news for you: you are going to lose the weight, and in about 5 years, you can be part of the class action lawsuit. That's going to be awesome. Get you some cash for your retirement. It'll be cool."
Yeah, and that's already started. That whole thing. All the side. What are the? I don't even know what the side effects of that crap is. I don't even
constipation,
know.
Constipation.
Death.
Paralyzing your digestive tract. That's a good one.
Oh, that's fine.
Well, here's the thing. I can tell you, I'm from experience now. People coming off the shot, Terry, they're gaining between a half and a pound a day.
You got to do it the rest of your life.
Oh, no thanks. And that stuff's expensive. No way. That is that's drinking it, getting to the weight you want, and then just sucking down a shake a day. Are you kidding me?
Hey, compared to our friend here, 42 pounds in 30 days.
Yeah.
Look, the biggest challenge I think that we have is that people can't believe something like this exists. It sounds too good to be true. But my God, how many of these stories have we heard in the last 10 years? I mean, Scott, you probably more than me, but I mean, this is like almost the norm now, where we're hearing, I mean, that's exceptional, 42 pounds in 30 days, but even people losing 20 pounds in 30 days is completely, try to do that on Nutrisystem or Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers or any of these. Maybe I calculated that if you go on these major diets in a major study done in the Journal of American Medical Association, 12 months, they average, ready for this, Terry, 4 ounces a week. That's what they lose, 4 ounces.
16 pounds in a year. That's exactly what it is, Peter. I know that one well. You know that it's funny that success story from JJ there. The most exciting part of that to me, I mean, we talk about the weight loss. It's fantastic. It's incredible. But he doesn't have the cravings for all the stuff that got him to where he was. Yeah. And that's exactly it resets the whole system where you're not your body's not burning on sugar. You are training your body to burn fat instead of sugar when it wants energy. And that is just a dream. That's a dream scenario.
And you got to know he's feeling a lot better.
And listen, Terry, you know, when we had the number one nutritional researcher in the world on, you know, a month ago or whenever that was, I mean, one of the things that shocked him in the study was hunger for the people went down 41% in 30 days, 41%. So Scott's point is well taken. But also, let's not lose sight of the fact that there were two huge takeaways from the study. One, people were not allowed to exercise and they gained 6 to 9% lean muscle mass. And in 8 weeks, they reduced visceral fat by 33%.
So what is it about the GoClean system that actually helps out your lean muscle mass?
Nutrition.
That's it?
Nutrition.
Yeah.
It's actually the nutrition that contains that there's one amino acid that's called leucine. And so Terry, going to the gym, lifting weights, doing push-ups, that doesn't build muscles in your body. The only way you build muscle in your body is with that's why bodybuilders they'll take a gram of protein for every pound they weigh, trying to get more leucine. The key with us is that you take any other shake on the market, the absorption's between 5 and 8%, where the shake we're doing, we know is at 90%, 90. So that's why people in the studies gained lean muscle, even though they weren't allowed to exercise, and they proved it. Now, not that we're not against exercise, Terry. Don't hear me say that.
Damn it!
They isolated. They want to eliminate exercise so that it was not an outlier. In other words, then people said, "Well, of course they lost weight because it was diet and exercise." The other argument they got about the studies was, "Of course, you know, they had lower calories." Actually, that's total bullshit. They compared it to the Mediterranean diet, and the people that were on essentially the GoCleanse system, they consumed more calories than the people on the Mediterranean diet, and they blew the Mediterranean diet to hell. To hell. I mean, come on, 42 pounds in 30 days? Are you serious?
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy good.
Right? And I love the fact that his wife bought it for him, so he felt almost that more amount of pressure to go ahead and do it. So he said he didn't even slip up once. So good for him.
Listen, I can't hold back. I'm going to share something with you guys. This is a brand new study that came out about 10 days ago. It's in the Obesity Journal, one of the top journals in the world. Listen to this, guys. Abdominal fat, visceral fat deposits are related to lower cognitive functioning and brain volumes in middle-aged males and may increase the risk of dementia and Alzheimer's. This is getting serious, guys. This is really getting serious. So by being able to reduce visceral fat, it really can improve potentially your chances of, you know, Alzheimer's or dementia. It's not a medical thing. I'm reading right from the study.
Yeah.
So obviously, can you reduce visceral fat? So, Scott, you see, that's why it's such a big deal what's happening. We're losing visceral fat and they're increasing lean muscle because visceral fat, I think I talked about it before, it releases chemicals into our bloodstream that goes to our brain and inhibits cognitive brain function, where lean muscle secretes chemicals in the bloodstream that go to the brain that increases cognitive function. And, Scott, you know, we've talked about anterior, we've talked about at age 25, everybody gets sarcopenia. What's that? They lose 1% of their lean muscle every year starting at 25. Why? Because it didn't get enough of the amino acid leucine that will allow us to make muscle in the body. So now we have clinical proof. You understand these studies they're irrefutable.
Now,
that's frightening.
Now, somebody in their 70s, you know, actually, that was one of the questions. Let me look for that.
Good one.
I got to find it here. Where the hell is it? That wasn't the one I was going to bring up to you. So now I got to
look. You're slipping.
It's all,
I screwed it all up for you. Sorry.
No, I just, you know, I like working a question in. Okay, it says, this is from a Mark in Ventura, California. Ah, good old Ventura. It says, how can GoCleanse benefit someone in their late 70s? Anything to do with lean muscle mass there? Could that work there?
Of course it is. And you know, anybody here who, let's say they're 45th, you got your parents that are in their 60s, 70s, and they're starting to be hunched over, or they're having a tough time keeping their balance or walking. You look at that, and I'm going to tell you this right now. Would you say, ah, it's not going to happen to me? Well, it's happening all this, like Peter said, to sarcopenia. You're losing the lean muscle mass every year of your life. Now, we've had tons and tons of stuff. My mother, who's almost 90 years old, really 90 this year, she has done the shakes, and she still gets her walking out and everything else. And I'm convinced if she hadn't been doing this for the last 18 years, that she's been that she would be decrepit or a lot worse off. I mean, well, you're getting the proper proteins in you, and the amino acids yeah, to build lean muscle mass. That's what it's about. I mean, the two biggest health challenges in our country: nutrition and obesity. We absolutely address both of those, period, but the nutrition, yep. Like that question was.
Scott, we lost it, but let me follow up on what Scott's saying. So this is an update. So I have a lady, she's 79 years old, and she lost 68 pounds on the program in about 7 or 8 months, okay? Her sister's 90. She's on a walker. She was in a nursing home. And 2 months ago, she was literally falling down. She fell down 3 times in 1 week.
Really? That's good.
Yeah. Well, to follow up on Scott's point, now look, this is unbelievable, okay? So this lady, she's 90 years old, on a walker in a nursing home, fell down 3 times in 1 week, and they were getting really concerned. So her sister, who's 79, the younger sister, put her on just shakes, only shakes. She didn't even do the whole program. In 2 weeks, she did not need her walker anymore. So the person that asked about 70 years old building lean muscle mass, what's the thing that an elderly person is the most afraid of? Falling down and breaking their hip, because it can be fatal. In 2 weeks.
Yeah.
She didn't need her walker anymore, Terry. I mean, what do you say about that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm blown away by it, because I see, you know, with all these peer results you're talking about and everything else, I nothing shocks me anymore, guys.
Except Scott.
To tell you the truth.
Yeah, those are my issues.
All right, so here's the next one. And so this comes from Rebecca in Springfield, Missouri. It says, hey, where is it? It says, hey, guys, this question is for Peter. With all the latest peer-reviewed information you're consistently getting, do you think that any of the guidelines for a balanced diet will be changing in the near future?
No. There's too much money involved by the food manufacturers, and they love it. They want to give you as much sugar as possible. Look, I wasn't going to do this, but I can't help myself. I'm on a research high today. Okay, this is a new study that just came out today. This is pretty damn shocking. It's from the Lancet out of England. That's one of the biggest medical journals in the world. What did they say? They said, for the first time in history, more people are going to die from obesity than starvation. Now, here's the other thing. They said what people don't understand, that obesity is a condition of malnutrition. Just like malnutrition, and what are they talking about? The lack of botanicals, minerals, vitamins, etc. What's the whole Go Cleanse system based on? Not on calories. I've talked about it at length. It's about nutritional density. Can you imagine that, both of you? That this is from one of the top medical journals in the world saying that obesity is malnutrition. Isn't that unbelievable? Unbelievable, Terry?
Oh, man. It makes sense, too. Yeah, I mean, there's something going on wrong, that's for sure. So besides burying your face in the cake.
Listen to this. So the latest numbers, this was as of like 2 days ago. They're now estimating 1 billion people worldwide are obese. Not overweight, obese. That's 1/8 of the population of the world now. You think this is a problem and we're going to put people on diets where they're going to lose 4 ounces a week? Good luck, Scott. How does that, you're the math guy. How does that work out?
Can't the government that she was talking about, can't these people at least redefine what obesity is?
I guess not. But here's the problem. We've pretty much ruined the soil. You know, I've talked before about the deficiency of, you know, every food group out there. I don't care what unless they change the soil, they're not going to be able to do that. It doesn't matter what recommendation you have. That's why, look, basically what happened is that these researchers, they located this the fulfillment company that we use, okay? And this that company for 25 years have been screaming the alarm, the food in North America is becoming bankrupt. So what did they do? They went all over the world. They literally went to Russia and China and Bangladesh. They went to Tibet and the Himalayas, South America, New Zealand. What? They found these foods with massive amounts of nutrition in very few calories. That's why Go Cleanse works. That's why. It has nothing to do with the calories. It has to do with the nutritional density. Does that make sense,
Terry? Absolutely. I know that you know we talked about where it comes from and with you know a lot of it New Zealand, right? They actually care about it. Right. And have rules and regulations.
Imagine that, right?
Yeah. We have time for one more here. This comes from Gwen in Palomar, California. Man, a couple Californians in here. This is good. Mm-hmm. Does working out change the body's metabolism?
Well, absolutely. It's a boost to the metabolism. Increasing your heart rate, getting that going, your body's going to start being number one, start needing more nutrition to get in there. Mm-hmm. And when you're getting that extra excess nutrition in there, the metabolism will kick out. And that's one thing that I don't know that we hit on enough, Peter, that what our program does that actually boosts metabolism. That's proven by the scientific studies right there, because the majority of diets, what's happening when you lower the calories in, it also lowers the nutrition. So your body starts going into starvation mode and starts slowing the metabolism down. So
Scott, I'm worried about job security. I can tell you're listening to my post.
Every day you send me five of those damn things every day.
It's funny because I do the same thing now when people like at a get together, a brunch or whatever it is with the friends. Yep. The friends will say something. Well, actually, like I actually know something.
Oh yes, you do, Terry.
You do. Well, and back to Scott's point, to back up what he's saying. What boosts metabolism in the human body is lean muscle mass, period, end of the story. So what Scott's right, when you lower the calories and you lower the nutrition, the body freaks out. It doesn't have enough fuel. And what it does, it liquefies our muscles within about 25 minutes and turns them into carbohydrates for energy. But by so doing, because there's less fuel available, the body has no choice but to slow down metabolism. That's why people plateau on diets, Terry, or when they come off the diet, they gain everything back. It's a scientific fact. It's not something we make up. And every diet out there, the majority of what people lose is lean muscle, period. End of the story.
Beautiful.
You know, that's why you see the people with all that loose skin.
Yeah.
But in this, think of it this way. So a pound of fat and a pound of muscle weigh identical amount, right? But fat takes up 10 times the volume. Picture this, all right? So as you reduce the fat, think about it. You're literally making more room inside your body without increasing your body size to make lean muscle. That's how it works. That's exactly what this is doing. That's why people lean out. Does that make sense?
Makes total sense. And guys, thank you so much for the information today. Really do appreciate it once again. And JJ, congratulations on getting your face out of cakes and stuff.
That's right. And
losing all that weight. That is fantastic.
Keep up with it, too. Don't give up anyway. Right. Keep it up.
All right. If you want to be like JJ, you could actually just call that number listed on the explanation of today's podcast. It's right there for you. There's even a link. You just click on it. Okay, how hard is this? You're going to go ahead and talk to one of the coaches. You could ask them any questions you want. You could order and get it going. Look, at spring's coming up, summer's, all that stuff. You want to start looking good and feeling better. This is the way to go. All right, we will talk to you guys next week for another Go Cleanse Health conversation.
Thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.